Yeah, Mag on, Be the Truth Podcast, Tuesday. What's good, everybody? Yeah, we go get into some things here. We go talk about, prophecy. We're going to get into that because I notice a lot of people, a few people come on my channel on YouTube and basically calling me a false prophet. Now, mostly when I mention about, the fake God that they give you to worship on earth, the supernatural beings that they give you and tell you this is what you need to worship in order to have a better afterlife, supposedly. That's what they're teaching you here. And all of it is a lie. And every time I mention those things, they call me a false prophet. I'm going to shed some light on this prophet thing that you need to get. Because I always tell the masses when I start doing videos, the first thing I used to tell you, I'm no prophet. A matter of fact, I'm far, far away from a prophet, supposedly. Now, prophecy for say a prophet is supposedly gonna, see tomorrow, see what's gonna come tomorrow and all of these things. And prophecy, that's not the mag. Now, what I am is a man that pay attention, and with wisdom, understanding and knowledge, I can tell you their next move for say. Now, when you study these people and understand how they work, first you have to know evil. You have to understand what evil is. You have to understand what evil and bad is before you can understand their next move and how they're going to work. Because when it comes to bad, it's only one way you can go, if you understand what I mean. They have good over here and bad over this side. So because we know it's the devil people control all of this, we know they're going to head to the bad side. Do you understand? So that's the reason why we can pick apart what they got going on. Because we pay attention. With wisdom, understanding and knowledge, discernment will make you get it and understand what they're doing. Whenever, as soon as they begin showing their hands, we can tell what they got in there before they show it. You understand what I'm saying? And that's the only thing we're doing here. It's no prophecy. So don't get it confused with truth telling and prophecy. I tell it like it is. And when you tell it like it is, that's actually the truth. There's no bending, there's no fixing and make things pretty and trying to fix it so the masses like it, make it enticing. No, the truth is just what it is, uncut and raw. And when you get that, sometimes people can mistake that for prophecy. That's not what it is. So when you come and call the mag a false prophet, you got to understand the mag never tell you he's a prophet from day one. I told you what I am. I'm a man who observes. And because I hate what they're doing to the people, that's why I step in. Most people on the earth don't stand up for regular people, if you understand what I mean. And if you're just a regular person, you're not thinking about you can make these impact by standing up for the regular folks here. You understand me? So yes, the people that running games on us and running these operations, they got a team already. They got people looking out for their interests. They got the people looking out for them. Do you get what I'm saying? So who's looking out for the regular masses? The consumer, the people who consume everything that the government throw at them. Mag is here. That's the reason why I decided to do videos. I didn't do videos to make money. That was far, far away from my mind. As a matter of fact, a lot of people that was down with the mag from day one is mad at me because of the way situation used to be, and I never used to charge, and I give them free truth and spitting the truth all the way and give it them, and I get take down and I come back and be consistent with it to stay giving them the truth. But they don't understand. Now that I can have some more platform and can reach some more people and reach out to them, and it might cause a little bit of change, people got mad because they understand that the mag wasn't for money. That's not why I come in this game. That's not why I'm preaching this truth. You understand that I'm spitting this truth because I want to wake the people up, let them understand, let them see things like I see it. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So when you come and you call the mag a false prophet, I'm going to show you some things why you did that. The reason why the people gonna call the mag a false prophet is because I'm the one who actually waking up the people. And when you show people truth and light, they claim that you're playing God. Listen to me. If you waiting on the person or the people that you call God and these wonderful angel to come and save you or do these things to make sure, things go in your interest. No. You're never gonna see that, people. You're never gonna see it, because the people actually have that to give, they're working for the devil, people. And that's what they use in this world, to control the masses. You understand? Like material and luxury and vanity and all of these stuff. So when I tell you that, hey, I ain't no prophet, I can show you the way that they're going, because definitely the only one way to go when you're working for the devil, folks. The only one way. You're dealing with evil, you only can go the evil route. We see it, we know where they're heading, because the evil route is there and we can see it. We can see the evil and we can see that's where they're bringing us in. You understand that? So that's the reason why we can see things and actually know things and call it for what it is. Not because of prophecy, but because we pay attention. So yes, there's a lot of people like me right here on my channel. You know, it's sort of like a confirmation, a sense of, okay, these people that can feel me is out there. You understand what I'm saying? People that think the same way are similar, or, you know, close. You understand that? So it's like, it's not much of us here. So it's a lonely world. And I told you about, you know, the big road with everybody on it, basically, and the majority, you know, they're pulling down things, and sometimes they can even convince you to get on that big road, because the small road that you want is not enticing. It don't look like something that can lead you somewhere, for say. And plus, the majority rules. So you're going to see the majority of the people on there, because they are dumb. That's just how it is. So the people going to hop on that, and that's what they're going to live off. That's what their life going to be based on, for the most part. But it's a trick. And for the most part, we're waking up now. You know, the people who are waking up and understand life, and then they can find a mag with the truth and, you know, take in some things and kind of understand how to look at things, and now they got it. You calling the mag a false prophet when I didn't come to prophesize nothing. And I can tell you something, right? Say, for instance, I see these, I must tell you a simple example of things that happened that people would have called the mag a prophet. We see Steph Curry come one time. Wish we already know who Steph Curry is. You understand? I'm going to try to teach you this so you understand how did the mag get to break down these things and can see them before they happen. So when the Steph Curry come and is talking about the moon landing and saying that the moon landing is a hoax, remember, a devil puppet shouldn't be saying those things, if you understand what I mean. A people, one of them peoples that working for the devil system, he should never say that out his mouth, because the devil system is there to convince you that the moon landing actually happened. It's actually part of the devil trickery in this side of the earth. So listen, when you go, you know, pay attention, and then they start telling you, and they say, listen, this is what go down, and everybody buy it. Now, if you look at a mag with a truth, and I come in and I say, listen, man, if Steph Curry gonna come and tell you that the moon landing is a hoax, you need to look into that. Like, don't just take it like, oh, Steph Curry is a truth teller, he waking up, or these things coming to him. No. First, you have to understand who this Steph Curry is. Once you understand who he is, then you understand what he's about. So when I come and I do the video and I say, listen me, if Steph Curry is an agent, a devil agent, that mean if he mentioned the moon landing is a hoax, that mean there is something behind it, an agenda. And for the people not to understand this is why you call me a prophet, because you don't understand what's going on. So I said, listen, the Steph Curry is one of them that want to teach you about the moon landing is real. So if he said it's fake, then that mean he want to teach you that it's real. Now a regular mind, a regular person thinking regular, would never figure that out. We said, Maggie saying it's a hoax. How come you're going to tell me that you want us to believe that it's not a hoax? That's why he tell us it's a hoax. You have to understand. But I know. It sounds like you're going against the grain, but that's how it is. So I said, listen, Steph Curry going to come back and he's going to apologize. Meaning he's going to take it back. He's going to tell you that, listen, I find out now because I was an idiot like us. people who know that the moon landing is a hoax. So he's trying to win us over. So you watch sports and you watch Steph Curry, are you interested in him? So when he said the moon landing is a hoax, are you thinking about it? You'll be like, I think it's a hoax also. I watch Mag Be The Truth and we know it's a hoax. So now you're grasping to the Steph Curry. Now give him a couple of days and he's gonna say, hey, NASA gonna take him to school and all of these scientists coming at him and, you know, all of these people that faking you gonna come and say, hey, we can teach you some things. We can bring you to the supposedly NASA center. We can bring you down there and we can show you some things and convince you. And then bam, that's exactly what they said they did. So Steph Curry, knowing that he playing a game on you, he gonna tell you, look, NASA don't school me. I was sitting there on the side, didn't do no homework, just saying what the conspiracy theory is saying, or going off them kind of theory to take that the fact that the moon landing never happened. And now he say, hey, I got schooled and I realized that it is real. Do you get what I'm saying? So now the people that was watching the Mag Be The Truth, watching basketball or like the Steph Curry, or any, for every matter where you get that from, that you understand that the moon landing never happened, now Steph Curry gonna convince you that it happened. You didn't get school. You didn't go to the NASA. You didn't do all of that. You don't know the people who got the information. Like Steph Curry gonna break it down to him and show him that, yes, it happens. Do you understand what I mean? Okay, so Steph Curry trick you when he tell you that the moon landing is a hoax. He's trying to make you believe that it actually happened. So when he tell you, look, I'm sorry, man, I fuck up. I went to school now. I go down there and them boys show me the real deal. They show me the shit that they went in and all of this shit. And then bam, and now I'm a believer. And guess what? He also bring you with him as a believer. That's just it, people. That's how they do it. So I could have tell from day one when Steph Curry tell you that he actually wanted to believe in the moon landing. That's the reason why he mentioned it, people. Okay, so then you're going to come and say, Mag, you're a damn prophet. How did you see that? How did you know that Steph Curry going to take back his word? Uh-huh, because I know we represent and what he's about. So therefore, he can't correct the damn government agenda. He only can put to it. He can't tell you that, hey, it didn't happen, because now he's going to go against them. He can't. Those are the people feeding him. So you get what I'm saying here? So that's the reason why I could tell that the Steph Curry is full of shit. Do you get it? So if you understand evil, understand who doing the evil, they can't fool you with the agenda, because you already know what they're about. No matter what they do, you still know what their background is. You still know what the hell their agenda supposedly be. So therefore, you have to take the next route. Do you got it? So when Steph Curry come and tell you that shit, he wanted to believe that the moon landing happened. Nobody understand that. So this is the reason why we know. Okay, so take a look at the supposedly COVID vaccines. Listen, when they come in and they say, listen, all of these things right here, look, we have the virus and, you know, pressure taking us and we don't know what to do. We try put you in masks. Didn't work. We try lock you down. It didn't work. We give you all these PCR testing. We do all of these things. And you're still coming down with the virus. Now, what can we do now? Vaccinate your ass right quick. So what you gonna do now, people? You don't understand that the people that control the medication, the people who control you here, is evilous people. So that's why you'll be like, okay, I guess I need to take this shot to save me. Do you get what I'm saying? But listen, I'm not a prophet, but I know the people who bring in the damn shit. So they bring in this thing now and they say, hey, this is the savior. And because I know it's the evilest people, I know it's the damn destruction they bring and calling it savior. Do you get what I'm saying? I already know that, because it's the evil people bringing it. So once the evil people come and bring something on the table, what do you think? Yes, it's evil they bring. It's only one way they can go, because they're evil. They're going to go the evil route. So you see them come with a potion in a bottle and say, look, this potion going to pump you up and make you strong and healthy and da-da-da-da. No, that actually going to kill you. Oh, you know it's gonna kill you. You're not a prophet, but you know it's the wicked people serving it up. That's how you figure shit out. There's no prophecy. It's you paying attention, and then you can see where these people, the devil people, is going next. And the devil people bring you something and try to fix it up and convince you that it's something good. Don't take it. So that's how I know the vaccine is a poison, not because I'm a prophet. Is the wicked people bring it that want to destroy you? It's simple as that, people. The wicked people bring it? Don't bother with it. You know already what it is. Don't tell me you don't know what it is if it's the wicked people bring it. So pay attention, people. Whenever they come around and try to fool you with something, you check who is bringing it to you. You see Cat Williams, you see these characters coming out and telling truth. They could never tell truth in real life. Why? Because you know their background. You know who bring them to the table. Do you get what I'm saying? That means you could never take nothing legit from them. You see how simple life is? It's not about you figuring these things out because you see certain things and you understand it. So that means you know it. You know that, look, these people working for the devil, how can they come and come tell me they're exposing something? That means it's a distraction. It's an illusion. And that's how they do it. You understand me? So when you look and you see the people bringing something and it sound interested, it sound like conspiracy, something that you could roll with it. But guess what? You never double check who bringing it, and that's the problem. Who bringing it? The devil people, and you still couldn't see it. Is that a joke? That's what I'm trying to tell you, people. Life is simple. You don't have to be a prophet to do that. You don't have to be a prophet to see these things and can figure them out. Like I say, the devil only go one way. Backways. Wrong way. You understand that? The way that gonna destroy you, that's the direction they're gonna drag you. So yes, you don't have to be too smart. You just have to know things. You understand? You know things make a whole lot of difference here. Because when they talk about lack of knowledge, you hear me? They mention lack of knowledge. What do you think that is? You not knowing. Knowledge. If you don't know, yes, you can be, you know, armed by these things. Why? Because you don't know. It's like a blind sheep. You don't get it, people. If you're blind, you can run into fire and don't know. You could walk off a cliff without knowing. You don't get it. So yes, you have to know these things. You're not going to be a supposed prophet because you see these things. And what you call prophet, if you go back on biblical days, prophets is all thieves and liars. You understand what I'm saying? Because guess what? The script is what they're working with, people. The devil people, if they want to bring an era to you, they show you somebody and say, look, he figured this out. Or look, he predict this. All because they got the script, people, the script. And another thing that I want to address as far as, you know, this, you know, words that people use. And, you know, a lot of these things that they actually come from the Bible, for say. You understand? And when you mention these things, people come at you in a certain way, like, hey, Mag, this, that. Why would you say that from the Bible and you do this and you do that? You don't believe this and you don't believe that. You have to understand, people. I still don't believe the book they call the Bible, the most popular book in the world, the best-selling book, period. No, that's not coming from the Creator himself. You got to understand that. So listen to me, people. It's a script. That's why they call it scriptures. I keep telling you, and people still going to challenge me. They don't pay attention. The Creator is not a man. The first thing you need to remember, the Creator of this earth is not a man, it's not a woman, it's not a person. The Creator is the element that be. That's the Creator. The element that be is naturality. Things happen, that's the Creator doing it. Do you understand? Anything happening natural is the Creator. Anything happens beside that is man-made. Okay, so now you understand what's the Creator. They can't show you an image. What you can't understand, they can't show you an image of God. They can't show you the image of the Creator of this earth. It does not go together, people. An image. So they show you an image. A man with long hair and a damn picture. And that's who you believe that is God and you need to worship. You're crazy in this world, man. That's the middle man. The same Bible, which is a script, tell you, you can't worship image. Why they tell you that? Because the world is backwards. They tell you can't worship image, and then they give you an image as God. And you buy into it. So that's the reason why the Bible tell you that. Because it's backwards. You know you're going to go with the backwards. That's what this world is about. So yes, people, they tell you don't worship image, and the Jesus come in an image, and you're going to kill the mag for it. You're going to kill the mag for the bitter truth. Because I say, listen, man, they say you that Jesus in that book, the real creator of this earth, don't write books, don't make CDs, don't make movies. It's all the devil work to control us, people. Every entertainment is. The books and all of these things that they create on earth is not natural. I already told you what's creation, what this creator. It's naturality. That's what I tell you. You're far away from the creator when you're in the circle. That's what I was trying to tell you the whole time. You're far away from the creator. Why? There is no naturality here. It's just basic illusion. They show you illusion and tell you, look, that vegetation, that's tree, that's naturality, give us this. We can get this from this. It's naturality. No. Naturality is creator. The creation is not here. Everything here is made. And don't worry about it. We came here and come live in this vanity world. We came here. They bring us here in this vanity part of the world. And when we came here, everything was already here. You have to understand, they take their time and spoon feed you with, but everything was already here. They don't have no man in no caves on here, no caveman. They don't have no caveman, it's fake shit. You was living somewhere else on another continent where human being used to live off creation, was fed by the creator, and they took you from there and bring you in the circle where man control everything or what kind of entity he is. The fallen ones, they're the one who control this area. No naturality there. Period. Everything is made. You see something grow at the ground? They're the one who make it, people. They make things that grows. They're the one who create it. Can you believe it? That's what they do in the side of the earth. And that's the reason why they can call themselves God here. That's exactly what they do, people. They control creation now. Because it's false. It's not real creation. It's not really naturality. It made by them. So they're playing God in this side of the earth. Please tell me, what was they gonna give you to worship? Please tell me, people. They make everything fake. They give you everything fake. Trying to impersonate the creation. And you still believe them? This is unbelievable. They're gonna give you a God in here to worship. They're gonna give you a God to worship. They're going to give you the Bible. They're going to give you all of this shit. Now, I'm going to ask you this, people, because when I break down the Joe Osteen supposedly shooting, church shooting, I talk about it. I mentioned that why would these bad people, we already know they're bad. If you wake up, if you ever, you know, slightly wake up or you have a little bit of brain in your head left, you realize that these televangelists, these people that preaching every day, is 100% fakers. You're living in a backwards world. They told you those are good people preaching good. They're bad, preaching bad, working for the devil himself that's trying to hurt us in hurt right here, harvesting souls and everything. So you have to understand, if they're bringing a devil earth, bringing a devil system, what the fuck they're going to give you to worship? Tell me that. They're going to give you the devil himself to worship. And that's exactly what we're doing here. So I'm going to ask you a question with these wicked televangelists on TV. If you ever think one of them is good, you're dumb. And if you're smart, then you know they're bad. So if they're bad and they're selling you Jesus, just take a listen to what I'm saying. If they are bad, wish everybody know if they have sense. And they're selling you Jesus, what that make the Jesus? It's simple as that. The Jesus is the devil. That's what they've been trying to sell you as God the whole time. They tell you about Jesus at weddings, turning water into wine. In real life, people, the creation don't have nothing to do with that wine. The devil created, mixed it up, a potion for you to get impaired. Okay, the creator never give you wine. It's the devil people make it. Do you get it, people? You have to understand that the devil people create wine to impair you. It's nothing good. It's wicked chemical that are going to damage you. The same shit they tell you you're addicted to and now need. Yes, rehab. Okay, so you understand? All right. So yes, they tell you that Jesus actually participate in weddings, wines, drinking, and all of that. Why? Because it's a devil earth and that's the way they want you to live. Do you get it? Okay. So you have to understand, they sell you the devil as God. God is not a person. When you're going to understand this, people, God is not a person. And if God is not a person, oh, God write books. Oh, I got it. He inspired these fagabats on earth to write the Bible. No, people, it's fake shit. The Bible is to keep us in a box, people. This is what consumed the human being life. Sundays, you see them grabbing the Bible, put it under their armpit, head to church, to that institution where they've been boxed around and been teach the devil work in plain sight. And I mention it, people, the creator himself don't need praise. The creator itself, like I say, is creation. It don't need praise. It don't need praise to do what it can do. It don't need praise to proceed. You understand that, people? Now the devil is the one that need the praise in order for it to be God on earth. You don't get it, people. It's so simple to figure these things out. Like I say, it's no prophecy. It's real life. So the devil want to convince you that it's God here. So they give you a box, a church, and tell you, yes, you have to praise the Lord in here. Make a jar for noise, and they're doing all these things. They're getting out in spirits. They're speaking in tongues. It's all devil work. They're spilling potions. They're sprinkling powder. All voodoos and devil works they're doing in the church, people. And you participate in it. And like I say, man shall die from lack of knowledge. Man shall also lose their soul from lack of knowledge. Can you just give your soul to them peoples? And I did a video already and break it down where the one that called Pastor Jennings, another faker, trying to convince the masses of a Jesus Christ is God. Yes, he's one of them that tell you these things. Like, you know, preachers and all of these things is good things, and you need to listen to the preacher and the books and all of these things. And these people is wicked, 100% wicked. And when you look at it, you got to ask yourself, why would they be doing what they're doing? You don't know. Oh, this pastor over here preaching, oh, he don't have nothing to do with the system. Yes, he do. They are following a damn regimen when it comes to being a pastor. You have to understand, and all of them doing the same devil work. You have to understand that Jesus is fakery. They want you to worship the devil on earth, people. If you don't know and you do it, that don't mean that you're going to escape the judgment. You understand that, people? If you worship the devil on earth, not because you didn't know, that don't mean you're going to get a fucking, you know, you're going to get a pass. If you understand what I mean, a lot of people say, hey, I didn't know that I was worshiping the devil under the queue. I didn't know. I thought I was worshiping God. Yeah, well, if everything come down to the end, or you're dead, or, you know, any little thing come down on your soul, kind of belongs to these people that own this side of the earth. Because you sell it to the damn Jesus, which is the devil. I tell you that already, people. Now, you can be mad at me all you want. Later on, you probably go wake up and see it. A lot of people do. Now, I was talking to this dude right here. Like I say, you know, he's around and he's somebody that listen to me and, you know, watch my videos and all. And it's sort of like I was telling him these things, like, you know, he believe in the Jesus and the church, and he want to go to church to save himself, and he can't, you know, he want to you know, dwell in Jesus and all these things. And, you know, I used to just, you know, let him listen to my videos. And, you know, he come to me and he said, "Mag, listen to me, man, you know, I respect you. And, you know, all these things that you say, I believe. But when it comes to Jesus and the Bible, no." He said, "Listen to me, Mag, it don't matter what you do, you know, you can't convince me to, you know, to believe what you're saying when it comes to this subject, when it comes to religion, church, and Jesus." So I said, you know, it's cool. I mean, you know, it's all good. I mean, there's a lot of people that come on my channel and they tell me that, like, "Oh, Mag, you know, I believe everything else you say, but I'm not going to leave my Jesus, and I'm going to hold on to my Jesus in this devil earth and all of these things." So, so fine. But now, this dude went off. He went around and he, I don't know, searching YouTube, I don't know. I don't know if I triggered that off. But he come upon some pastor. Supposedly, he says it's a pastor. Pastor Red Higgins or whatever. Maybe he's not a real pastor, but it's a, you know, some people that peeking and telling people certain things. And the man basically breaking it down for him and tell him, you know, I guess he break it down better than me, a little bit clearer for him to understand. Or he just didn't want to take it from me because he know me personal. He rather take it from somebody else. I don't know. But all of a sudden now he come and he like, "Oh my goodness, you can't believe this guy is saying this exact thing as you say, and you don't know him." And I'm like, you know, truth is truth. It don't matter where it come from, it's truth. So listen, the man telling some truth, but you never listened to me when I was telling you the same truth. But, you know, it's all right. But anyway, now he trying to preach to everybody and telling everybody like, "Hey, listen, man, Jesus is not real," and da 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 da. So he went to this dude house that he know, and he was talking to the dude wife. It was a Sunday where they, you know, they just come from church and whatever, and they have their service playing in the house and all of this. And he went there, he was chilling with them, and he was talking to the man wife, and he start, you know, telling him that, "Hey, the pastor is," he telling her that the pastor that she listening to is fake, and, you know, like, the pastor is misleading you as far as what they're telling you about the Bible, and they're not getting down into details, they're not highlighting certain things, and these things that they say in the Bible mean something, but the other way around. It's sort of like backwards teachings and all of these things. And so we have a go at the man's wife, trying to tell him, "Hey, listen, man, you're going to church and these fake preachers and da 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 da, and the Jesus is not real." And when dude come back, when dude came back, and his wife telling, even though dude was already gone, the one that was talking about the Jesus is not real, he left. And then the dude came back to his wife, and then his wife started telling him, I guess his wife was pissed off. Like, "This boy trying to tell me my pastor is fake and Jesus is not real." And the man take it to heart. He beat up dude. He come for the dude that was right there with him. And he was like, da, 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 and he was talking to the dude. And then both of them went off and they start fighting. Because the man said, "You can't tell my wife that shit. How dare you tell my wife that Jesus is not real? How dare you tell my wife that the pastor is fake?" And he want to bust him up. Man, grab a piece of iron and they're wrestling and all this shit. And I'm like, "Are you serious what the fight is about?" The man say, "Yeah, you come talking to my wife and all of this shit." He was pissed off. He wanted to kill dude. In the name of Jesus. That was the whole thing that shocked me. Like, you're willing to kill somebody. In the name of Jesus. The same good guy. The same good guy that they say come to save the world from sins. And now sin's gonna make you kill a motherfucker right there. Over the same man that they say come to save mankind from sin. Now you're going to commit a sin against somebody, killing them over the same guy. Is that real? Trust me, people, them time I look at it like, this world is wicked. You're willing to kill another human being over a supernatural being that you've been sold to. They've been sold it to you the whole time and you buy it. Now you're ready to kill another human being, your fellow human being, over it. Unbelievable. If you remember, people, back in 2017 when I did the first breakdown and show you that, and it take a long time before I could do that. You understand what I'm saying? When I put everything together, remember, I was the one who, I was brainwashed as well, like everybody else. Believing in these things that they tell us and believing the supernatural Jesus, what they sell us, walking on water. Like, come on now, this shit is bullshit. After a while, it started coming to me and I'm like, this is not real. And guess what, people? Believe it or not, I don't care what nobody say. I don't listen to people to break nothing down. So sometimes you might try to send me videos. I don't want to hear it because I got my own discernment. And you don't understand. That's the reason why I make a channel. My head is overloaded with things that I need to get out there to show the peoples. So therefore, I don't have to watch nothing. I don't have to listen to nobody to understand and get my own theories about these things. You have to understand I got this down to a path where you can't run nothing by me without me running to it and see what it is. So that's the reason why I could break these things down. So when I come out 2017 and say, listen, the Jesus is just another fake character they give you. And if he can die for your sins, why are we living in sin? Our whole life is sin, but somebody died for your sin already. All of these things I put together, including the Bible tell you that the devil actually hidden under a cord. 666. That's what they tell you. I didn't make it up. The Bible tell you as a script. The script meaning that they're gonna act out whatever they put in it. That's what script mean. It's written and it's gonna be act out by actors. So yes, people, when they tell you all of these things in the Bible about yes, the Jesus hidden as God, 666 coding. And somebody argue with me on my channel talking about, Mag, you believe in numerology, but you don't believe in Jesus. God don't like numerals. No, people, the people who put the whole things together, they're the one who believe in the numerology. So there's hidden the fucking deception in it. It's not God. God don't have to like numerology. God don't put numerology together. Like I tell you, God don't put none of these things together on earth. Yes, so the devil people put numerology together to hide shit out of it. Yes, the numerology is to hide shit from the regular eyes. Just like if I show you a coding, they see it. The peoples who on their team, who on their side, they see and they understand what's going on once they see the coding, the numerology, the same numerology. So what are you going to tell me? So listen to me, people. When the Bible tell you as a script that, listen, let the man with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge figure it out, who is the devil? You're going to come under the name with a 666 when you had it up. That means they're talking about numbers. Remember, it's a name. Name don't come with numbers, but yes, it do. Every letter is a number. That's how the satanic world set up. So that means you have to learn how to read these things. And that's the reason why you call me a false prophet. I can read into things and see it coming and bam, when I reveal it, you say I'm false. It's stupid shit, people. Like I say, I'm the only person that goes to that deep and break it down and show you that the Jesus could never be what they say it is. Why did the Bible tell you the person that playing God and it's the devil gonna have the 666 in the name and bam, you run the Jesus and it's number 18, people. 3-6 is right there and the damn money. I didn't make it up, but I was the bravest motherfucker on earth to check because nobody want to check. Not even the peoples who, say for instance, they got Muslim over here. They got all kind of different religions and they didn't look into it. They don't like Christianity. They don't like the Bible. They have their own Bible, all of these things, but they never look into these things. You understand? It take a man that their parents drag them to church and all this shit. They used to drag me to church. I've been to all of these churches. They drag me here, drag me here. The amount of church that's on earth is unbelievable, people. And you're still thinking it's a good thing. Shooting going on in churches, all these things. There's nothing good from it. It's the devil work going on in it. It's the devil workplace. And like I mentioned, if you understand those televangelists, you understand what the fucking devil is and what their work is right here on earth. So you see it, people. They're the one who own television. They're the one who make that box to deceive you. And then they have these Sunday morning programs with all these characters coming on it, preaching the Jesus. What that tell you, people? Why did Jesus get that big broadcasting corporation in a satanic world? Why they have so much people singing his name on TV? It's not an underground thing. It's big. Every church streaming now and everything. You don't get it. It's a part of the masses' destruction to say you're a fake God. Don't call the MAGA prophet or a false prophet when I bam the fakery. Do you understand that? I can see it coming because, of course, it's the devil people bringing it. So I know the hell what it is. Don't let them fool you no more. Yes, another Mag Bam talk show today, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. And we might continue on this subject right here because it's really important for people to understand. The Creator is not a yeoman. It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's just a damn entity. You have to understand that. Just like you see the devil people, they're the one who working against creation. You understand naturality? You don't get it, people. The rain supposed to fall occasionally. Just, you know, keep the hearts, you know, saturated. And so the greenery can keep coming and everything fresh and grown. But they manipulate that. So it rains you out, flood you out, give you mudslide, wash away you and your house, your car, heavy damn thing. All by design. You see twisters coming. You see all these hurricanes. You know, snowstorms, all these things is man-made. They're the one who going against creation. And I told you, it was easy for them to do it inside this circle right here. Dead on in the middle of the dome. Yes, we hidden, people. You don't know where you're at. I already told you. If you wake up one day and you're in the middle of a stadium, in the middle of it, and you're looking and you're looking and you're looking and you're looking and you can't see the end, what you gonna think? You in the middle of nowhere. Them the one who have to tell you that, hey, look, if you put on a navigation, it can show you that you're right here. But you don't get it, people. This part of the earth that they have us is the most deceptive in the world. The whole wide world, this is the biggest deception right here. In the middle, where we can't see the surrounding around us. We can't see shit. You look around and you see the same damn shit. Yes, your peripheral only go around. So they tell you that you're living on a round ball because you turn around and you turn around and you see the same damn thing. What's going on, people? You see the clouds moving in sections. Sometimes you see the cloud, the sky take a pause. It's stiff, nothing move. Then another time you see the cloud rush into one area. All of a sudden it's a clear day and now you look. The whole thing is overcast. And in 5 minutes all that can be disappear. And you see sunshine again. What's going on, people? The whole wide world is an operation. 100% bam, I'm on the run.